mighty name that we have prayed. To bring us the third word this morning, it's my honor and privilege to welcome to the podium our mother in the faith, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Let somebody shout the loudest, hallelujah. Would you please lift up your right hand to God? Say, my heavenly Father, the loudest you can, heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Change my story again. And let your name be glorified. Shout the loudest, amen. Now, as you have declared it in the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Thank you, Father, for your word that you have sent to us and we have received already today. Again, our hearts are opened. Illuminate our spirit, man. Change our story. Turn us to living proofs. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Please be seated and put your wonderful hands together for the Lord. I'm sure you can clap better, you can make it bigger, you can make it louder. It's for Jesus, he's worthy. Praise God. For the two powerful word inoculations that we have received this morning, give the Lord a big clap offering. I know we have all been mightily blessed. I have been. And I know that God is taking us to another level again in the name of Jesus Christ. In this session, we are looking at this subject captioned, Divine Wisdom Makes the Redeemed More Than a Conqueror. Divine Wisdom Makes the Redeemed what? More Than a Conqueror. And that is you. At the opening night yesterday, God's servant declared among several other prophetic declarations, from this season forward, no more losses. As you and I keep putting to work this ever-winning wisdom, no more losses. Please turn to your neighbor, tell him, no more losses for you. Tell yourself, no more losses for me. Say, believe in amen. Looking through scriptures, you find out that the word wisdom in the King James Version of the Bible appears 234 times. 234. That's in the King James Version of the Bible. And the word wise appears 247. That tells you the impact and the import and the importance. No wonder the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is principal. Wisdom is principal. From this moment forward, this principal aspect of life shall keep promoting you and I in every area in Jesus' name. Can I hear louder? Amen. A few fundamental things we must never forget about wisdom. One, we were told yesterday by God's servant, there are different types of wisdom. And he enumerated to us the four different types of wisdom. But the one that stands out and is the greatest is the wisdom from above. which is the godly wisdom. And that's the one that is the ever-winning wisdom. It is the godly wisdom, not the worldly wisdom. So if we must continue to win, it must be by the application of the godly wisdom. Second fundamental we must keep reminding ourselves of concerning wisdom is that wisdom is in degrees. Wisdom is in what? Is in degrees. Proverbs 9:9. The Bible tells us very clearly, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Thank God for the level of wisdom that you and I are operating right now, but we can be wiser. After Shiloh this year, God will be catapulting somebody to the next level of wisdom that will turn you to a living proof in every department of your life. If you are that person, let your amen show it. In Luke chapter 2, talking about Jesus Christ, in verse 52, the Bible tells us, even Jesus increased in wisdom. After Shiloh this year, somebody shall be increasing in wisdom. That simply means, among other things, that the school of wisdom is a school of lifelong learning. It's a school where no one graduates from. We only go from one level to another. And upon this mountain, somebody is changing class. Number three, wisdom is a major spiritual weapon. So when the Bible talks about putting on the whole armor of God, wisdom is one of those armor. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 18. Look at what the scripture says there. Ecclesiastes 9:18. It says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So no matter the weapon a man carries, without wisdom, that individual cannot win. It's better than weapons of war. So it's a major spiritual weapon. As God endows us and empowers us and baptizes us afresh upon this mountain, every war of your life shall be won in Jesus' name. And finally, the other fundamental we must be reminded of concerning wisdom is that it's for our profiting. It's for our profiting. It's not for God's sake. It's for our profiting. Proverbs 9:12. God's word is very clear about this. It tells us very clearly. Proverbs 9:12. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. You and I are major and primary beneficiaries of the wisdom of God. Upon this mountain, the profiting, the benefit of God's wisdom shall begin to speak louder in every aspect of our lives. Can I hear louder? Amen. Now, what is wisdom? No assumption. What is wisdom? There are several definitions that one could have of wisdom and that we have heard over and again. But the one we are looking at this morning, wisdom is the skillful application. Say me, application. Louder, please, application. Skillful application of the truth. Application, not acquisition. When you acquire the truth, it is knowledge. Only when you apply the truth, it becomes wisdom. Skillful application. Say it again. Say application. Application of the truth, not acquisition, not accumulation of the truth, but application. Matthew 7, verses 24 and 25. The word of God makes it very clear. It says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto who? A wise man doeth them. Someone has said, and I believe this is very important, that knowledge without application is a waste. We know so much as believers today, but think of it. How much of what we know are we actually applying? For instance, it's very clear from the word of God that the association you keep determines your destination in life. Question this morning, who are your closest associates in life? Look at the five closest people to you right now. Five closest to you in your life. We are told your life will be a summary of the life of those five people. The average of it will be the sum total of your life. Who are your friends? Who are your associates? Do you want to be like them? If your answer is no, then where is the application of the truth of that word? There are some persons under the sound of my voice right now at Shiloh that you need to stop your association if you must reach your destination. You need to stop that association if you must get to your destination, because wisdom is the skillful application of the truth. You come to church, yes, very, very regular. But your closest friends, they are sinners. They are 419. They are adulterers. They are liars. And yet, you are always in church. You have acquired the truth, but the application of that truth is what makes the difference. For instance, God's word makes it very clear. There are certain things that if you and I engage in them, the Bible tells us those who do such things will never inherit the kingdom of God. Ask your neighbor, you must inherit the kingdom of God. Tell your neighbor on the other side, you must inherit the kingdom of God. But for that to be so, there are certain things. He says, don't be deceived, though. Warmongers, adulterers, fornicators, covetous. And then the list goes on and on. He says, those who engage in such things, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Is heaven your focus? Are you looking up to after your journey is done here on earth, after you have fulfilled the number of your days, to get there and hear from him, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Then you must leave those things behind, because those who do them, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. You will get there. Can I hear your loud amen? Yes. I said you will get there. Oh. Yes. I decree and declare over your life again, you shall get there. Yes. If that must be so, then those things must become past tense in our lives. They must become past tense in our lives. The Bible tells us, for example, marriage is honorable in all, but the bed must be undefiled. Why? Warmongers and adulterers, God will judge. That's acquisition of the truth. But how are we applying that truth? There are some individuals here. Ask yourself, You know where you came out from to Shiloh this year? Is it the right place? Are you returning back there again? There are some places some persons came out from for Shiloh this year. You must not go back there. Why? Because if you do, the Bible tells us clearly, warmongers and adulterers, God will do what? No man may see, no man may know. But the eyes of God runs to and fro in all the earth, showing himself strong on the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect. Skillful application, not acquisition, not accumulation of the truth. For instance, also, scripture says, and we are all familiar with this, life and death are in the power of what? Of the tongue. But here you are, always speaking negative, always raining curses. Oh, how are you today? Now, so. How is the economy? Nobody can survive without borrowing. It's a lie. There are many who are doing so without borrowing. You will join the number. Many of you are familiar with my testimony. Years ago, when the enemy attacked my physical body radically, and life was pining away, medical solution was not forthcoming. In actual fact, they didn't even know what they were treating. Because one of the doctors had to ask that, and what exactly are we treating? And here, things were going the other way around. Until I had to be on the wheelchair. I needed help for everything virtually. To eat, to lay on the bed, to toilet, to do whatever. Needed assistance. But in all of this, God's servant kept telling me, the gospel and the word you have preached, now it is time to go back to them and start putting them to work. Sometimes some of those instructions might look very tough and harsh, but it's the way out. And so I began to decree and declare, because he kept telling me, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. And here you are, someone on the wheelchair. How will you declare the word of God? But I had to keep saying it to myself. Even when it looked contrary, I shall not die, I shall not die, I shall not die, I shall not die, but live to declare the words of God. I shall not die, I shall not die. And then one day he told me, keep declaring God's word. I'm treading upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt me. And I started declaring. On a certain day, a physical snake was killed close to the room where I was staying. And then sometimes I would take empty bottle of water, hold it while I was laying down, and keep declaring, someday again, I am standing. This empty bottle is my microphone. I will be using it to declare the work of God. Now see what God has done today. Application. Let somebody shout it loud. Shout application. Application of the truth. And that's why today, if I see any sick person, it pains me. It grieves me. I don't like it. Therefore, today, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you have come from. I don't know where you may be. If you have any sickness in your body, declare loud with me, I shall not die. Say like you believe it, oh. Say it from the depth of your being, oh. Now say it with the faith from within you. Now, as you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. God who did it for me, he will settle your case. You shall not die. You shall live, and you will declare the works of God. so shall it be. Amen. There are many singles at Shiloh this year. By next year, Shiloh, you shall return in your promoted state. So say with me, singles, whether male or female, God has done it all. Now, louder, louder, say, God has done it all. Shall they believe in amen? Amen. So shall it be for you. So wisdom is the skillful application. And when you look through scriptures, you find out that it is the nature of God to promote his people into prominence on the platform of wisdom, thereby turning them to more than conquerors. If you look all through scriptures, you discover that wisdom is a major key in settling issues in the Bible and dealing with complex situations. We have several examples in the Bible, and we just take a look at a few of them. From scriptures, we see, for example, the life of Joseph. Joseph in the Bible conquered Egypt without a physical weapon in his hand. Joseph, the Bible tells us in Genesis 41 and verse 41. Look at what the Bible says. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over the land of Egypt. I have set thee over the land. I have set thee over the land. As an aftermath of Shiloh this year, many, many more Joseph shall be born. That shall be set over the land. But how did Joseph get there? Through inspired interpretation. He was supernaturally enthroned by wisdom, until we are told in scripture that Joseph became the second in command to Pharaoh. You see that in verse 43. Second in command. There are certain individuals under the sound of my voice today, in a short while you shall be promoted. Beyond your wildest imagination. If you are the one, let your amen show it. In the time of economic hardships, in the days of Joseph, divine wisdom promoted him. We are in the days of economic hardship right now, globally. The wisdom of God will promote you. You know, the Bible tells us, if the ministration of death be this glorious, how much more shall the ministration of life be? If Joseph got promoted by wisdom, in this new generation, God will raise many more Josephs. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. Another example we see in the Bible is that of Daniel. Daniel conquered Babylon without shooting an arrow. How do we know? Daniel chapter 5 and verse 11. Look at what the Bible says here. Daniel 5:11. The Bible says, There is a man in that kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy gods is. The spirit. And in the days of the father, light and understanding and wisdom. The wisdom of the gods. The wisdom that Daniel carried was referred to as the wisdom of the gods. How did Daniel get promoted? By divine wisdom. There is another Daniel under the sound of my voice today that the wisdom of God will promote. If you are that person, let your amen show it. So Daniel was supernaturally promoted by the wisdom of God. He became third ruler in the land. Daniel 5:29. He became the third in the land. No matter where you may be right now, that is the least place you will ever be. By the time you return for Shiloh next year, you shall be many, many, many times over. If you believe that, let your amen show it. At Shiloh 2024, greater Joseph shall be given birth to. Greater Daniels shall be born. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. How about Solomon in the Bible? Solomon conquered the world of his days by the wisdom from above. By the wisdom from above. Look at it in 1 Kings chapter 3. Remember the episode after he became king? The episode between Solomon and the two harlots, one with a dead child, one with a child that was living. 1 Kings chapter 3. The wisdom of God was brought into play, and then the fame of Solomon came out. Also, how about the Queen of Sheba? When the Queen of Sheba came to meet with Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 10, we see how it also played out. The queens of the earth, the kings of the earth, we've been hearing it by prophecy through God's servant that they will begin to send for you. After Shiloh this year, it shall be your turn. Let me hear your believing amen. How about Esther in the Bible? The examples go on and on. How about Paul in the New Testament? Apostle Paul, he came last, but he wrote over half of the New Testament by the wisdom of God, by the wisdom from above. Again, I decree and declare over somebody's life, as an aftermath of Shiloh this year, another Paul, the apostle, shall be born. Another Esther shall be born. Another Daniel shall be born. Another Joseph shall be born. And if you know you are one of them, let your amen show it. Please remember that our real battles are spiritual. And this requires that we engage spiritual weapons. And one of those major spiritual weapons is the weapon of wisdom. Wisdom. Our battles are essentially against the powers of darkness. But the weapon of wisdom is one major weapon that we require to be able to fight, overcome, and win this battle. I'm glad to declare to somebody, upon the mountain of Shiloh this year, the last battle you lost is the last you will ever lose. Wherever you may be right now is the least place you will ever be. Therefore, no more losses for you. I said, no more losses for you. Don't you ever forget, people of God, access to light is the only way to win this war. Access to light, an application of what we understand from the word of God. Access and put into work the things we learn and receive as light from scripture. Walking by the dictates of scriptures is walking in the light. And light is always master over darkness. Enter any room with darkness, all you need to do is go on and put on the switch of light. Once the switch is on and light comes on, it's automatic. Darkness disappears from this season forward. That is how challenges of life will be fleeing from you. God's servant has said it over and again, and I want to reiterate this morning. And that's the fact that the dominion of light over darkness is instant and what? Unquestionable. The dominion of light over darkness is always instant and unquestionable. From this season, every aspect of darkness in anyone's life, as you begin to apply the wisdom of God, shall be turned to testimonies. Can I hear louder? Amen. Light never struggles with darkness. So from this season, no more struggling for you. Tell yourself, no more struggling for me. Say like you believe it. The loudest you can now. One more time. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you. In your business, no more struggling. In your family life, no more struggling. In your career, no more struggling. In your relationship, no more struggling. Over your head, no more struggling. The last struggle you had is the last you will ever have. Because light never struggles with darkness. You shall not struggle again. Struggling to make ends meet and scratching the bottom of the pot shall be over in somebody's life. Grace to begin to put to work the truth that you have acquired beginning from this season. Receive it afresh in Jesus' name. Can I hear your louder amen? Let your amen be the loudest. Therefore, as you begin to round up, how do I know how wise I am? How do I know how wise I am? One, by the words that you speak. Two, by the association that I keep. Three, by how close I am to the word of God, because God's word is God's wisdom bank. Not a kind of Christian that reads your Bible only when you come to church. How close I am to God's word. How do I know how wise I am? How regular I am in fellowship, because they go from strength to strength. And the scripture says, don't forsake the assembling of one another. Don't tell yourself, oh, I'll just be watching online, and that's easy for me. Watching online is different from being in fellowship. The Bible commands us not to forsake the assembly of one another. How do I know how wise I am? By how much I fear God. Joseph said, I fear God. And the Bible tells us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Of wisdom. How do I know how wise I am? By the kind of decisions that I make. Decisions. What kind of decisions do I make? For instance, it's clear from scriptures. He said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And yet, that man, that lady that you want to marry, you know is not born again. Say, after marriage, he will get born again. She will get born again. Nobody has the power to save an aunt. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. There are some individuals right now, under the sound of my voice, you need to stop that relationship. Stop it, so it doesn't stop your destiny. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. Don't be unequally yoked. Light and darkness can never work together. The bird in the air and the fish in the ocean can never be good friends. It is shown later on. You go for counseling and they are asking you, is he born again? You don't even allow him to talk. You speak on his behalf. Oh, yes. Before you go for the counseling, you already tutored each other. If the pastor says A, say B. If he says C, say D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. It's only what you tell your counselor that he will counsel you on. After the counseling and after the marriage, nobody follows you there. It becomes the two of you and becomes your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Don't be deceived. That's why sometimes you find two people get married and in less than 3 months, they are ready to go their separate ways. Where? Why? Light and darkness cannot work together. You cannot build a lifelong relationship on deception and expect it to work. It will not. So how do I know how wise I am? By the decisions that I make. How do I know how wise I am? By the judgments that I make. So you can check yourself up. You don't need an external examiner. The Bible says, examine yourself if you be in the faith. And then, except you be reprobate. And none here is a reprobate. Examine yourself. Look at that checklist. And give no room to the devil. No matter the level of your wisdom right now, everybody is moving forward. Say me, I am moving forward. Say like you believe it, I am moving forward. The loudest you can, I am moving forward. And this is very important. Even if we are imparted with the spirit of wisdom, it is our responsibility to make it work. We were also told that by God's servant yesterday. It's our business. It's our responsibility to put it to work and to make it work. Therefore, upon this mountain, from this season forward, grace to keep putting the word of God to work so that it can begin to work for us becomes our portion in Jesus' name. Remember, the word of God works only for those who walk it. Only for those who walk it, not for those who wish it. If the word of God we are hearing upon this mountain must produce proofs in your life, in my life, then we must get back to put it to work. That's the only proof that we are getting wiser. Therefore, upon this mountain of Shiloh 2024, in the name of Jesus Christ, grace to keep walking the word in our lives concerning our family, concerning our career, concerning our finances, and all that has to do with us becomes our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I hear your louder? Amen. Amen. In closing, the Bible tells us very clearly in James chapter 1, he says, don't be hearers of the word alone, but doers. Don't be hearers alone. Be ye a doer. Many, many things we keep hearing, but how much of what we are hearing are we actually doing? It is what we put to work that will work for us. And remember, the battles of life are personal. They are individual. They are not in a group. We hear God's word in a group, but we face the challenges and the battles of life as individuals. From this season, you will continue to win. Yeah. Therefore, I declare and declare over the life of everyone under the sound of my voice right now, no more failure. Yeah. I say for you and I, from this season forward, no more failure. Yeah. The wisdom of God, which is from above, will continue to put us above all situations. Say, I am going above. Lift your right hand, say, I'm going above. Say, like you believe it, I'm going above. The loudest you can, I am going above. You are going above that challenge of life. You are going above that situation of life. And from this moment forward, it shall be upward only for you. you shall never come down again. As you put the wisdom of God to work, it will distinguish you. By the time you return to your various locations where you have come from for Shiloh this year, people will begin to wonder at you. Those who were mocking you before, they will begin to celebrate your God. Just like it happened to Joseph, those who mocked him before, they started celebrating him. It will happen for you. Like it happened for Daniel, it will happen for you. Like it happened for Esther, it will happen for you. Like it happened to Solomon, it will happen for you. So shall it be. Say, I receive it. Rise up on your feet right now, everybody. Please lift up your right hand to God and declare over your life grace not just to acquire but to apply the truth. I receive it. Pray that prayer for yourself right now. Lift up your voice. Not just to acquire the truth but to apply it. Application, application. Knowledge without application is a waste. Receive that grace right now. Lift up your right hand to God. Say after me, Heavenly Father. Say loud, loud, loud. Heavenly Father, now I receive grace not just to acquire the truth but to apply it. So help me God. Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Now, as you have declared it, so shall it be for you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your wonderful hands together for the Lord and please, you may be seated.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.